Well, hello from London. After a night of electoral mayhem in the UK, we woke up to find the country in a state of confusion. An extraordinary grassroots campaign, driven in part by thousands of young people out in the streets and on social media, gave Jeremy Corbyn's Labour Party the biggest boost in the party's share of the national vote since World War II. It was all the more extraordinary because the level of derision and abuse hurled at Corbyn in virtually all sections of the mainstream media was entirely unprecedented in Europe or anywhere. Just 6 weeks ago, Prime Minister May's Tory party were so far ahead in the polls that when May surprisingly called a snap election, pundits predicted a landslide victory for her, which is almost certainly why she did call it. Yet her disastrous campaign performances coincided with an extraordinary upwelling of support on the ground for the courteous, ever dignified Corbyn, which went virtually unnoticed by the media, who predicted a shattering Corbyn defeat right up until the end. What the media missed was one of the most remarkable political campaigns in British history. An ageing politician, vilified even within his own party as unelectable, and constantly branded in the press as a loony Marxist terrorist sympathiser, went around the country by train, speaking to people personally, building up support by word of mouth. May refused to engage much with the public, preferring the sympathetic media to drive her campaign. But Corbyn went on tour. And how? He talked to gentle but rousing effect at rally after rally, joined by ever-increasing numbers of supporters. The Tories stirred fear, fear of economic failure, fear of terrorism, fear of the EU, fear of Corbyn. But mild-mannered Corbyn gave an inspiring message of hope and a host of practical measures to build a better future. By the end of the campaign, when it was quietly announced that Corbyn was coming, word buzzed round quickly and huge crowds assembled to listen to him and cheer him on. Those people who were there, especially the young who had never been politicised before in the UK, knew they were creating something of a revolution, demonstrated when a ska song calling PM May a liar, liar, went to number one in the charts, even though every radio station refused to play it. But for the media, this went entirely under the radar. So, when the election results came in, with millions of young people queuing to vote for the first time, pundits were gobsmacked as the underrated Corbyn defied expectations to deny May's hoped-for landslide. More dramatically, the Tories even lost their majority, but it would have been even worse if they hadn't picked up 10 unexpected seats in Scotland, thanks to the highly effective campaigning of openly gay Scottish Tory leader Ruth Davidson against the SNP on the issue of pushing a second Scots independence referendum off the table. So this morning, PM May found herself with too few seats to form a government, but obstinate as ever, she would not stand down. Instead, she rushed desperately to find a coalition partner and selected the DUP, the ultra-right, ultra-Christian, anti-gay, anti-abortion Northern Irish party linked to a union's terrorist, the UDA. The DUP's 10 seats would be just enough, but barely, to keep her in power. During the campaign, May's constant line of attack on Corbyn and the parties raged against her was to warn voters of a coalition of chaos led by a terrorist sympathiser, hinting at Corbyn's past willingness to engage with terror groups such as the IRA and Hezbollah to find a way forward. So, social media have today been having a field day, quick to mock, saying, oh, so she meant her. British politics is now in a state of huge turmoil, and PM May is in a very shaky position, which is hardly reassuring, with negotiations for the UK's withdrawal from the EU due to begin in 10 days. But while the focus is on May, it is worth noting Corbyn's progress after perhaps one of the most extraordinary political campaigns run in a developed country in modern times. a campaign which is far more revolutionary than it appears at first sight. A campaign whose slogan was based on the last verse of the poet Shelley's famous poem, The Mask of Anarchy. Rise, like lions after slumber, in unvanquishable number. Shake your chains to earth like dew, which in sleep had fallen on you. Ye are many, they are few.